Afilu nida nami. It should be a lacha that if you marry your wife when she's a nida, lechura the kedusha should not be chal, because the nida is a chayvi krisa. You're not allowed to live with a nida. So how could you marry your wife when she's a nida? For the mara afilu nida nami. Aloma, how come Amar Abaye Zabaye say hakol moed? Everybody agrees. The bo ala nida. Somebody marries a nida. The ala saita. Somebody marries a saita. Shein avlad mamza. The vlad is not called a mamza. So chura kashrus, why not? Why aren't you side by nida? Since it's a chayv krisus, the kid should also be a mamzer. And by saita, what it means to say is the husband lives with his wife. When she's a saita, how do I know the kid is not a mamzer? So Chizki says, Omechor, the pasuk says, Fetihini doso alof. That a nida was upon her, which means to say, Afilo bishas nidoso tehei bo havaya. Even when the lady is a nida, still it's possible to have kedushin. So you have a special pasuk that says that he nidos alav, even when she's a nida, still the chosin could marry her. That's ma'isim chayyim. You can get married even though she's a nida. So therefore, nida is different. Fredi gemara sal michti. Let's see. Ikali akshuri le nida, viikali akshuri le achosisha. True, Rabbi Yanni has a hekeshir that all the arroyis have the same halacha. Now, by arroyis, there are two arroyis that are given. Your wife's sister, if you marry her, the kedushin is not chal. Another erva is anida. Any lady that's anida, even though she's not married, she's an erva to you. The other Torah says if you marry her, the kedushin is chal. So the rest of the ervas, how do we know that says daima to your wife's sister, that the kedushin is not chal? Maybe the rest of the ervas, your own sister, maybe she's like anida, that if you marry her, the kedushin is chal. How do I know which way to make the hekesh? Tamara says, Michti, Ikulak Shula Nida, Vikulak Shula Achaisisha. His soul, my chaz is the Makshis Loli Achaisisha. Who told you to make the Hekish? To Achaisisha, to your wife's sister. Akshula Nida. Rather learn out all our royish, just like a Nida, that if you marry them, the Kedushin is Chal. Tamara says, no, here the Klal is, Kula Vachumra. You have two ways to learn, one Kal, one strict, Lachumra Makshinim. That's the Klal, we always go Lachumra, we Makish Lachumra. So therefore, we'd rather learn out all the arroyos from Eshesach, from Achos Ishtoi. Ravacha ba Yaakov Omar, Asiya b'kavuchonim Yevoma. I have a kavuchonim from Yevoma. Ma Yevoma, she belav, just like Yevoma Lashuk. After her husband dies, she's not allowed to marry anybody else. She's ma Yevoma, she belav. Letafti bo kedushin, if somebody else comes and marries her now, the kedushin is not chal. If so, chayve mises v'chayve krisa lekol shchein. Isn't it for sure when a lady is also to you with a chayve chorus or a chayve misa, for sure the kedushin is not chal? If so, shah chayve lavanami. Why don't you learn out from here that a yivama leshuk, if you're telling us like a man yama that kedushin is not chal, so learn out all chayve lavin, kedushin should not be chal. And we know, we hold on like Rabbi Kiva, that Chai V'lav and Kedushin is Chal. Amar Rav Papa, Chai V'lav and Bedik Sibbul, there's a special passage that says clearly that by Chai V'lav and Kedushin is Chal. It says clearly, Ki Siyan Oli Ish Shtein Oshem, this week's Pasha. If a man has two wives, and Mashma, he's married to both of them, and the passage says, Ho Achas Ahuva V'Yachas Anuya, one he loves and one he hates. So the question is, the Hashem is talking here. Does Hashem hate anybody? What do you mean it's Nuya? But Yehuva lefnei amokam, Hashem loves them. Ela means like this, Ahuva, Ahuva ben Isiel. Means it was mutter, the Kedushim was done beheter. And Ahuva means they're allowed to get married. Snuya, what does hated mean? Snuya ben Isiel. It means it was Naveri, was done by the Nisuyin. Another is a Chai Vilavin. Like let's say a Koyin married a Grusha. It's allowed for a Koyin to marry a Grusha. But if he does marry her, Ukom Rachmona, the Torah says, Ki Siyana, that if they do make Kedushin, they're married. So there's often a postak here that a regular Chai V'lavin, Kedushin is Chal. So therefore, that we say the special Yevam Lashuk is a special lav, only there Kedushin is not Chal. Now the Gemara Yisrael, but we know, Ulu Rabbi Kiva, according to the Kiva sheet of the Yom, he always says, Ein Kedushin Taisim Chai V'lavin, his sheet is all Chai V'lavin, there's no Kedushin. If so, ki siyena b'mayim mukum, what does it do with the pasuk ki siyena that he could be married to a chayv lavin? He says, "I'm a be'amon l'kayin godol." Ukrab simoy the tanya of simoy yoyner min akol l'yakivay mesamam mamzer. From all averis, the kiva said, "Vishnu is not chal. The kid's a mamzer." Chutz me'amon l'kayin godol. excluding a Kohen Gadol, he gets married to an Amona, the Kedushin is Chal. Shriyam Matera says clearly, Lo Yechalo. That means, Chilul Amoisev, they do get married, the kids is a Cholol. But we ain't nice to Mamzer if the kid is not called a Mamzer. This is the case that's an Aveira, according to Rabbi Kiva, and there is Kedushin. Well, Rabbi Yeshiva of the Yamar, that he says no, they came to argue against Akiva ben Yosef, he used to say,
that Kol She'ein Leidia Yisrael, anytime the Kedushin is the Issa, like they're not allowed to have Via together, anytime there's Nissa, the Lachar is of Lad Mamzer, the Lachar is of Mamzer. So now it's the catch, according to Yeshiva of the Chor, even Amalekah and God also, the Kedushin should not be Chal, the kid should be a Mamzer. See, so how does Rabbi Kiva learn from the Posek, Ben Hasnuya, what does it mean, it's Snuya? Someone says, Honich, the Rebbe Yeshiva is good if you learn that Rebbe Yeshiva. He lafukim, the Rebbe Simoi Kosi. He's only going to argue against the way Rebbe Simoi learned from Rebbe Kiva. Sharper, then it's good. In other words, Rebbe Simoi, he said that the Amon Lakoin God, Rebbe Kiva agrees that the Kedushin is Chal. But this Rebbe Yeshiva says no, that Sharon Rebbe Kiva is even Amon Lakoin God, though still the Kedushin is not Chal. But I'll quote one we're talking about here at the case, that it's called the Chayvei. We're talking about here a case that is called the Chayvei Alavin. That's what the Kedushin is not Chal. But by a Chayvei Yasei, there it could be the Kedushin is Chal. Therefore the Pasuk Ben Asmi is talking about with his Nisa the Chayvei Yasei like by a Mitzri. Because in Mori Eli time when the Nav Shekama but if Rabbi Sheva is saying his own time and he's saying what did the Bekiva say to the general Chalal? Any time the Aveira is an Aveira involved, the kids of Mamz the Kedushin is not Chal. Even means to include Chayvei Yasei. Also, Kedushin is not Chal. It is said by my Mukum law. What's Shem the Pesuk that says Ben Asnuya? Where is that case according to Rabbi Kiva that is Naver and the Kedushin and the Kedushin is still Chal? Tomorrow it says Mukum law beBula leKohen Gadol. He'll say the Pesuk is talking about where a Kohen Gadol marries a Bula. Here he's Moida the Kedushin is Chal. So Mori asks why? Or Maishino? Why is it different? They're like two chesroys. First of all, it's only an Ister Asay. And secondly, this Ister Asay is ain't a Shabbat Bakel. We don't have it all over. We only have it by a Mon Lekoyen Godol. We only have it by a Budu Lekoyen Godol. Therefore, such an Ister Asay, Rabbi Kiva agrees with Dushin Israel.
Now the Gemara is the question. For Rabbonin, according to the Rabbonin Shita, Adamukilo Bechai Vilavin, Nukmo Bechai Vyesay. In other words, really, the Pasuk by Yevam Malashuk says Kedushin is not Chal. But there's a Pasuk also that says here Ben Asnuya, that Kedushin is Chal. So the Rabbanan are saying the Pasuk that says Ben Asnuya, the Kedushin is Chal, is even Chai V'Lavin. Now the Gemara asks the question, why? How did Rabbanan know to say that? Maybe rather I should say learn out from Yevam Malashuk that Chai V'Lavin, Kedushin is also not Chal. Either Pasuk says here Ben Asnuya that there is a Kedushin, maybe that's only Bechai V'Yasei. Maybe only Chai V'Yasei the Kedushin is Chal, not Bechai V'Lavin. So Mora says, Hani Chai V'Yasei B'Maim Ninu. How is the Pasuk talking about if you want to say Bechai V'Yasei, the Pasuk of Ben Asnuya? Ish Shteyem Mitzris, if both wives are Mitzris, then Shteyem Snuya, both are Abdaver, he married both of them. So why does the Pasuk say Achas Ahu V'Achas Snuya? Iachas mitzvos viachas Israelis is one as the mitzvos, one as the Israelis. Shtei noshim, ayam echod binus. Mashpin are both in the same am. So where is there a case there? Chai v'yasei that we say she's called the ben asnuya. The other case is a bul l'kayin gadol. For the Gemara miksev tiyen l'kayin, does the Taka say the kedushin is chal over here? Who said kedushin is chal? So that's why the Rabbanan say, if you make a test and put it by Chai V'Yesei, more than Chai V'Lavin, therefore the Apostle is even talking about Chai V'Lavin. If you have a Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, what does he do? Bar Kochach, Shafki, Lekroa, Davidocha, Kumukum, Anav Shei. But the more answer, according to Rabbi Kiva, though, she has to leave alone Lekroa, Shafki, Lekroa, Davidocha, Kumukum, Anav Shei. He has to say, his sheet there is that since by Yevom Lashuk we say Kedushin is not Chal, so by your Chai V'Lavin, Kedushin is also not Chal. Either Pasuk says here Ben Asnuya to say that the Kedushin is Chal, so he is forced to say the Pasuk is talking about by a Bulu Lekoyen Gadol. Then in such a case here the Chiddush is that since it's an essay, Shene Shava Bakel over here alone Kedushin is Chal. All right, we'll stop here. Holding up Samech Chesam and Aleph on the bottom. It says also Mishnah then says V'chol Mi. Shein loy olav kedushin. When there's no kedushin, then we say the vlad is kemoiso. Zumora says, Shivcha kananis minolim. How do we know this by Shivcha kananis? That if a Jew marries a Shivcha kananis, the kedushin is not chal, and the kid remains a Shivcha. Omer afuna omakro, the posik says, Shivu lochem po yimachamor. Stay here with the chamor, so we dash in am hadoim lechamor. I mean, the Shivcha kananis, the kananim, have a locha like a chamor. But just like you can't marry a chamor, it's the same way you can't marry a kananis. So more says, Ashkechon letafsi bo kedushi. From this pasuk we see that a kananis is like a chamor, like a donkey. So you can't marry her. Okay, the kedushin is not chal. But for